Welcome back to Intimate Encounters with Adam
and Samantha.
And oh my god, we're filming in 4K, 60 frames per second. Look, it's like better. It's better than real life. It's true.
It's really true.
Not only that, we've got some fresh new shirts.
We've got a nice green wall and some curtains.
It's proper summertime here in Bulgaria. Now the sun is out. The sun is shining.
And we are just having a gay old time.
Speaking of gay old times, we're joined today by Che, one of Sam's friends, and...
He's coming to us from Sydney, but I met him in Berlin, and he's from Northern Ireland. Look at that.
Look
little
at that.
Doozy.
Wow, that was nice. That was good. We actually had to re-record that because it was so difficult for us to figure out where he was from. But Che, as in Che Guevara, his mom named him that after she was studying history. She was studying the history of Che Guevara and thought it would be a great name.
And it's a great name for a great dude. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about dating apps.
Yes, and... How do you use them?
What is a good dating profile?
And what do you look for when you're using them? Are they actually safe to use? Have you ever gone around to someone's house straight away and just fucked? Is this normal? Like, I definitely know neither of our parents would have done that. I'm not sure they would approve of doing that, but is that something?
I have not done that.
I have done that.
Yeah.
And we're going to compare as well dating apps to Domino's. We'll find out which is better.
All right.
Let's get started.
We've both been on dating apps. You've been on dating apps. And a lot of people our age have been on dating apps, for better or for worse.
And they haven't really been around for that long. 10 years ago, it was weird to meet someone on a dating app.
Yeah.
And now it's just perfectly normal. People talk about it all the time. You see people swiping on Tinder and all that. And
I remember going on dates from the internet and people thinking I was crazy 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? The quality was better than it is now. There's just a flood of assholes and creeps and dick pics flying around. My opinion.
But yeah, I've heard of some pretty creative ways in the past to get dates from the internet. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the people who were open to it then would be the cool, edgy people who were like, using the internet for the first time.
And now it's kind of just like, fuck you, I don't need you dating app. I did this 10 years ago, back in the day. Anyway, today to talk about dating apps with us is my friend Che, that I met in Berlin, but is now living in Australia.
And named after Che Guevara himself. Are you ginger? I feel like I'm pasty, an Irish brethren of mine. And yeah, not from, where's Che Guevara from?
From Northern.
I'm from, Northern Ireland.
Ah, okay, cool. But the actual Che Guevara?
Well, Che Guevara is from Cuba.
Ah, yes.
Wasn't it? That's it. Yeah, that's it. He was a Cuban revolutionist. I know that much.
Yes, that's it.
And if you are watching this on video, you will notice that he has a banging mustache.
So good.
So, without further ado, I would like to hand this over to Che, get him to say a couple words, and then we'll get cracking on some dating app questions. Go ahead, Che.
Hi there, I'm Shay, with a mustache, and I am strawberry blonde, I would like to say. Not full ginger, I can't take that credit.
Okay, fair.
Very good.
What's the difference?
Strawberry
blonde.
He has a soul.
I have half a soul. It's like half of my soul is still in this bin, and then the other half is hell, just like kind of pulling me down, just reminding me that I will be going there.
Oh god.
Perfect.
Amazing. Okay. Let's just kick it off with an easy one. What dating apps have we used?
So I suppose the most frequent ones is Grindr and Tinder. So Tinder would be the one that I would go for the most because I think it's not very effective, but it's more a natural kind of, you know, more, I don't know how to say it, but just easy to swipe and have a general conversation with somebody. Where Grindr is, I think, for gay men, it's a little bit better for my curiosity to see who's around me and just have that quick eye and perv.
So I've heard so much about Grindr in the gay community, but I've never used it. What, like, I know there is this idea of location, people being close to you. Like, can you describe us quickly how it works?
Yeah, so basically you put in your details and you make yourself your profile, tell them what height you are, what ethnic you are, kind of like maybe a quick summary of what you're looking for. And that has connected to your location. So through your location, it can show you who is the closest person that is on the app at that time. So you'll be able to see if there's somebody in the same room as you, on the same street as you, or in the same area. And then from that person, you can start to talk to them. Just send them a message, and then they have the choice to write back to you or not.
I still remember when Grindr first came out, because I was living in Vancouver, and I was on Davie Street, which is the gayest street in all of Vancouver. And they were showing me Grindr, and I was like, that is insane. That's creepy.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, there's 5 guys in here right now. Okay, so that one is 10 feet away. Okay, so that's him there. Okay, that one's like 12 feet away. He's over there.
No way. And I'm like,
no way. And then I'm like, they're like, I'll just go to the bathroom and just see if they follow me in. And I'm, yeah. I mean, I don't even know if they really need this app.
Yeah, it depends where you are. It depends. I think especially for gay guys, it kind of depends how much you're in the gay world. In like the kind of, you have a lot of gay surroundings and people associated with the gay community. And then if you're like me, which is a little bit outside the gay community, those apps are kind of good to meet people, because otherwise, unless your friend has a gay friend, you don't really meet anybody. Mm. Yeah.
Totally valid.
And does it work? Is it only people who are actively have the app open at that moment, or is it just people who have the app on their phone?
Yeah, so there's a little green light that says this person is online now, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And have you had any, like,
you're like, I want to be gay now. So badly. I need sex now.
I wish I wanted to be gay. I kind of do. You get laid so much easier. So how, oh my God. So have you had situations, I know you said you don't use it that much, but where you just message them and then you just instantly meet up a few minutes later and then you're just on a date and...
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, drunk Shay is an absolute devil. It's like, you know, when I'm sober, I'm the justified one. I'm just like, no, I've never, oh my goodness. Like, and then, you know, like a few bottles of wine, the natural animal nature kicks in. I'm just like, oh, I wonder who's around. You know, and you go, yeah. And there has, obviously not very often, because I either pass out before anything ever happens, or, but there has been moments, definitely in my younger years as well, where where I've been like, okay, why not, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, but they also, like, you have to be kind of, I'm also very careful as well, you know, because you're all meeting an absolute stranger, like, on a night, like, you know, from an app. So, yeah, you have to be very, like, very aware.
Hmm.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the gay men I know aren't very aware. So I have this guy from Grindr coming over tomorrow, and that guy coming over in the evening, and then the next guy coming over in the morning, and then I might do, like, a little quickie in between.
I just wouldn't have the energy. Like, no, I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. And then I'll stop by Berkheim on the way home from my Grindr. Pick up a Grindr, like, on the way.
You know, get on these guys that can do it. For me, it eats away into the idea of, like, oh God, like, who's coming over? Where am I going now? And what's the address again? And
yeah, no, for sure. I'm definitely too lazy for that shit.
Exactly. Mentally, it's like, you know, that kinky side of it. You're like, oh yeah, definitely, you know, meet all these different guys, do all these, like, really dirty things. And then when you actually think about, like, actually going through it, you're just like, oh no, but, like, I definitely just rather order Domino's, you know?
Yeah!
100%! What? Because at least Domino's comes to you. You know, and you know what you're getting. Okay? Yeah, you open that box and it's exactly the picture that you ordered from. Okay? When you go on a gay date, you get all these pictures and then they open the door and it's not what was meant to be in the box. Okay?
I love that!
So it's like, am I going to risk it? I don't know. You know?
You see, I'm still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you
know, I'm still young and naive in this. I haven't had enough terrible experiences yet. I'm still like, yeah, like, I want fuck dominoes. Like, yeah, I want a new girl. Like, yeah, it's going to be great. Like, a new toy to play with, you know? Not like that. You know, that's your, like, horny mind being like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe I'm just a bit too young.
I'm a little terrified that I'm going to come home one day and you're just going to be fucking a box of dominoes. Like, I thought that's what he meant.
Is this not what Shay said? I got extra garlic sauce and everything.
But it's so spicy, it's burning my dick.
Next time I want to order pizza, you best not look at me weirdly, okay?
Yeah.
Do you really need two pizza?
It's like, yeah.
One for eating and one for later on.
I'm more than a one pump man, okay? I've got more than one shot in me.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Touche.
I've never heard that one before.
I bet.
Yeah, I love how unique and interesting we are in novel.
Yeah.
Oh, so great.
Okay. Let's see if we can find some other ones. Yeah, but on that note, we were talking about people coming around. I've had a few experiences like that, and they have been pretty unfulfilling, I would say. I way prefer having an actual connection with someone, and then it just makes the sex way better, and you could enjoy the time more. I feel that in my mind, if I'm sat at home horny, I'm like, I just want to fuck, but then when it actually happens, I often think, oh, okay, well, that was a bit, like, yeah, it just wasn't that great.
I totally have to agree, like, it's when you get to know somebody, it is better. Or there is, like, that off chance where you meet somebody who you do get along in the sense, and then the sex is really good. I think it's because at that stage, there was just no expectations of anything more. This was the moment. You're just going to enjoy it. This whole idea of this thing that you had more so in your head. And then they were meant to play it out for you, and you were meant to play it out with them, and then obviously it didn't happen. And then it ended up just being really shit. And then you're thinking in your head, like, you know, I just may as well just, you know, tug one out. It would have been better.
Always better.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I wouldn't say I'm that jaded yet either. Like, I still have to believe. I'm not gonna let that believe.
Hey, listen, I've had many moments where I have had really great meetups with people, had a date or whatever, and the sex has been incredible, but then that was literally just it. And then I've met up with other people who this date was amazing, and then the sex was so shit. So it's kind of like one of those things where you have an idea, but you never really know what it's going to be.
No, for sure. But also, just going back to the safety issue, I've never just hooked up with someone that I met on an app. As in, I've never just gone over to their house. I've never invited them over to my house. I've always met them first. But it sounds like so many just go to your house. I mean, I still remember living with three guys, and they were bored one Sunday afternoon, so they decided to go on Tinder and swipe right until they found girls to come over and sleep with them.
Yeah.
And each of them had a girl come over and sleep with them that afternoon. And I was shocked. They're like, we're definitely going to be able to do this. And I'm just sitting there like, how is this happening right now? How is this possible? No one would just come over on a random Sunday afternoon. How do they not have plans? What were they thinking? I mean, I just have so many, I just want to sit them down and give them a talk. This is not safe. Please don't do this in the future. It's cool that you want to have sex, but no, bad. And then hit them with newspaper or something. I don't know what you do as a parent. But I would discipline them.
I think as Tinder has kind of progressed, it's become an awful lot more like the idea of Grindr for straight people. Because I think straight people have like got to this point now where sexuality has become this thing where people are way more comfortable with it. And if people aren't looking for the one or like dating or something, girls and guys are just as horny as each other. And they're just being like, let's just meet up and just fuck. Because realistically, if in reality, you probably wouldn't even be the person that I would actually want to be with. So the only thing I want from you is sex. And then I'm a person that is like, I don't want a relationship, but I, you know, I still need to get my hole. So I need you to do that for me. Because we've all just become these biological structures to help each other masturbate ourselves. You know, like, what's like, it's all it is. We're literally just rubbing up against each other, orgasming and being like, thank you. And then like leaving.
The biological structure masturbate, which is biological structures masturbating ourselves
on each other.
On each other. Is that it? Like,
yeah.
Wow. I guess. Think that's great because I think when our parents were our age or even a generation above, it was still so like difficult to talk about sex and people wouldn't do it. Even with my parents, I still don't really talk about it with them, and it's all very hush hush and quiet. So I think it's a great thing that people becoming more sexually liberated. Well, this is kind of why we started the podcast, right? So yeah. I think it's like a natural consequence of it, and yeah, I think it's cool.
No, definitely it's a nice kind of progression, especially I think for girls as well, that they actually have this kind of freedom of expression of their sexuality because it was so suppressed for so long. And then for gay men as well, I think there is kind of a scary side to it because you're just going and meeting random people off a random site, but it's still nice that people are allowed to all express their sexualities and do what they want to do with their body, as long as they have the security of their own identities, that they can separate themselves from their sexuality and just enjoy it, you know?
Mm. Yeah. And on the safety thing, as more people do it, it will become safer.
I think as well, if you sent me your address on an app and I was on that app and somebody could trace my phone, because back in the 90s and the 80s when it was still illegal to be gay, that's when it gets a bit unsafe, because anyone could, a gay basher, a homophobe, any sort of behavior could happen then. But if you're on a dating app or going over to somebody's house, your phone records your movements, that's actually safer than not telling anyone where you're going, not actually arranging what to happen before it happens. So it actually is kind of safer now doing it this way through dating apps than it was when we were doing it back in the 80s and just meeting people in public toilets or forests, or, you know, that's when things got a bit, like, you know, sketchy.
No, that makes total sense. I didn't think about it that way. But no, yeah, no. It does. Our phones are kind of saving our lives and getting our rocks off at the same time.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you, phones.
Yeah. But yeah, they're pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Then talking about dates, what are you looking for on a dating profile? If you're scrolling through, what's some things that catch your eye?
Yeah, so I don't like anyone who is too skinny or anyone who is too unactive, because I'm kind of active, so somebody else who likes to go for hikes, who likes cycle, but then again, I don't like anyone who's too active, because then if you're always at the gym, then you have no time for me. So I like to try to find somebody who has a kind of a similar interest in maybe outdoors, art, culture. So yeah, that's what I kind of look for. And then, but obviously when I'm on Tinder or something, I get to swipe left and right just due to what they look like. So I get a little bit, you know, narcissistic in that way. I'm just like, no, not good looking enough, no, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fair.
No, for sure. Yeah, I'm the same way. Sometimes if I'm not sure what they look like, I'll tap on the thing. And then if I'm kind of unsure, then I'll read their profile. That'll be the deciding factor. But for the most part, but back in the day when I was using Plenty of Fish and OkCupid.
Ooh, yes.
You had to have pretty intense profiles that were all filled out, and you could look at their signs and where they're from, what their interests are, what they care about. And you actually got to know the person a little bit before going out with them. So yes. I was looking for somebody that had a lot of similar interests, but of course the photos do help a lot. They need to be nice photos. I want to see that you can smile. I want to see that you like the outdoors. Maybe you got a dog pic. Who doesn't like a dog pic?
Yeah.
If you have too many pictures with girls, I'm like, why do you have all these pictures of girls? That's kind of weird.
Or with kids. I just like, I don't think you should ever have, no matter if you're gay or straight, you should never have a picture of a kid on a dating profile.
And like, yeah, exactly.
First of all, if it's like a guy trying to show girls that he's a family man, you still put a picture of a child on a dating app. That's wrong. Like, that kind of freaks me out a little bit.
No, for sure. And anybody who does put up pictures of babies' faces, I think it's completely wrong on the internet. One of my friends, she does it really tastefully of her kid, though. So she just does the back of his head. Or she'll just do, like, his arm and playing. And you never see it. But it just looks like him cute and running around. And it's adorable. And that's fine. You can show the back of their head. But as soon as you show that kid's face, it's just, it's wrong. This is a place where you're trying to get your dick wet. Why are you showing pictures of babies? That's super weird.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I think all valid points. All valid points. For me, that's what I was going to say. We should take a dog picture. I don't have any dog pictures. I read online that that's one of the best pictures you can have on your profile because it shows that you can care for other things that aren't you. And so you can interact with other live. Like, if you can look after a dog, it's more likely you're going to be able to look after a girl, right? Or not.
Do you have a dog?
Not be evil. So, no.
We're working on it, but...
Do you just have to rent a dog?
Well...
I've wanted to do this dog rental business thing for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Supposedly, it's really bad for the dog, so it hasn't happened yet. But we do have a dog that we really like, but... We're pretty sure that she's pregnant somewhere, and now we're just kind of sad.
Well, I don't know if that... Well, okay, so in Banska, where we live, there are a lot of stray dogs, and we've had a few favorites, but our current favorite is Olive, and she's really cute and really small.
And she dances with you.
Yeah, and she's a stray dog. She's really old and docile, which is... Because I've never owned a dog. I don't want a loud, yappy dog.
Yeah.
But I saw her getting fogged the other day.
Yeah.
But I don't know, can dogs get... Like doggy style.
Doggy style.
Did she meet him on a dating app? So it's like it's called Get Leashed.
Oh. Oh shit.
I love it.
So good. Right. So I was thinking about my response to this question before the talk, and I think you're gonna have some opinions on it. So I'm gonna, especially Sam. So this is my approach to Tinder, okay? So as a straight guy, I found that basically I just swipe right on everyone. And then once I found the matches, I will then filter through the matches to see which ones I like and which ones I don't. So most of that is just kind of on looks really with Tinder, I feel. At least initially, that's how I'll move them away. And then the next stage is I need a girl that replies to me. That's pretty high on the priority list, what I'm looking for on a dating app.
I just want someone to tell me I'm pretty. That's all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then ideally, if they reply to the second message, that's cool as well. And then I start thinking, okay, do I actually like this girl or not? And then the goal really for me as well on Tinder is, because it's just such a massive numbers game, I'm just like, right, let's just get on a date. So as long as they're kind of semi-interesting and I'm semi-attracted to them in photos, I'll just try and get them on a date. And then I actually judge them from that. So I feel like for me, it's just logistics set up for me, Tinder, rather than trying to build any kind of meaningful connection or anything.
I mean, that's the same for every dating app. This is why I don't use them, because they're just so annoying and tedious and they take so long.
Yeah, it's more like, you know, I'm getting bored. I'm the only person who's told me I'm pretty for the past 2 weeks. I'm getting kind of bored of hearing my own voice, you know. I want somebody else to do it for me, just to make sure that what I'm telling myself is actually factual, even though it's true. So I just need somebody else to tell me. So I just hold my phone, just like, so I have a chat with somebody. And then I go on a date. And it's kind of nice because I get in my head kind of going, God, I haven't went on a date in like so long. And it's kind of, it would be nice to kind of get that interaction with somebody, even though I don't like them. Just the fact to go on a date with a random person that you've never met before, just semi-attracted to, but then at the end of the date, just to kind of get clarification to yourself, you know, like, oh, I can still do this because I haven't done it in so long. So it's like a practice run most of the time, because a lot of the times we're better off just being on our own until we find that person. And I actually do believe that if you do find somebody off an app or in person, you will find them gradually, but sometimes it's just nice to have a bit of practice every now and then, so you just don't get rusty when it happens.
No, for sure. And I think that all of these dates that I have been on is what makes me so good at talking to people now, because I've probably been on dates with over 100 people off of dating apps in my life, at least, like minimum.
Wow.
And so having all of these first dates with people that I generally don't like, and having to navigate that, makes you a better person, I think, and better at socializing, better at communicating in general. So,
and just better at kind of small talk and listening to the other person, and knowing how to, when they say something really weird, not be kind of freaking out, you just be like, oh, really? Okay, cool. And then actually being able to talk back to this random person's random thing. You know? Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I love it. It is like a game, really.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And being able to go on 3 first dates in a week, and making them all fun and enjoyable, because you know you're going to have to say some similar things each time, and finding a fun way to spend time with them and make yourself laugh and make them laugh and see if you can be attracted to each other and all that. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think on that note then,
we're going to end it here. We can talk forever.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Because I do love talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's been so good catching up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too.
This was so much fun. I had so many good laughs. I might be able to make a t-shirt out of it.
Definitely going to make a t-shirt out of it. Maybe a sticker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Send me some of this.
We can put them on our laptops. Yeah. That would be great. That would be great. If we make one, we'll send one over to you, to Sydney.
I look forward to it.
Yep. So yeah, thank you so much, Jay, for joining us.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Well, wasn't that a fantastic show?
So great to talk to Jay. So many lols, so many laughs.
And I'm a bit hungry now as well.
Yeah, we're going to make some t-shirts, going to make some stickers.
And yeah, if you guys did like this show, please do let us know.
Yep, give us a like, give us a share. And subscribe on YouTube.
And there is a competition over the next month up until June 15th. And we are going to enter it. And if we win, we're going to get 2,500 euros to make this even more awesome for you.
Yeah. So, we've already upped the video quality. We've already upped the audio quality. But there's so much more we can do.
So much more.
So much more.
And it's people like you that are going to help us keep going and keep it sexy.
We both love doing this so much, and we hope you do as well. Your support means everything to us.
And yeah, we hope to hear from you soon, talk to you soon, and have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.